This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. And today is Friday, December 19th. That's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today as we continue our march towards Christmas. Today, actually, it will be myself. Aaron had an emergency to go to. So we will continue our trivia exercise where we are able to give back to our listening audience as we celebrate Christmas. We're trying to remember the reason for the season. During this time, we want to remember our Lord and Savior and also to remember that it is better to give than to receive, right? So this is why we want to give back. We want to celebrate. We want to have an exciting show where our listening audience participate. I listen to an audience call in and to know about the Bahamas, to know about Christmas in terms of the trivia, and that we all can get some surprises and some gifts, right? We will start off the day's trivia question with some questions about the Bahamas. I have a sponsor. Let me call up the sponsor right now, who is sponsoring the first two gifts. The sponsor is, this is the Bahamas Paradigm Movement. They are actually sponsoring the beginning of the first three questions today, where they we have some alkaline high-end water. And some, let me look at that again. Everything's coming off my phone. And the next one is, where is that information? Okay. It's sponsored by, you know, when you write things on this phone and not write in person, do you see where the technology comes? It's sponsored by Bahamas Paradigm Movement. And so we'll start our trivia with that and say the two items that they're sponsoring. So the first question. Oh, okay. Let's see, reading the notes. Muscadin grape juice. You get a case of that and increase a case of the high-end water, alkaline water that we have too. So that's the two prizes that we are competing for today, sponsored by the Bahamas Paradigm Movement group. So let me ask a question. So the first question today is that in what year did the Valley Boys secure its first New Year's Day parade win? I have the answer here. I know the theme of it. So if you know that question, you're able to get a coupon sponsored by McDonald's or actually, no, we have the Paradigm, Bahamas Paradigm group that is sponsoring this. So we get the case of water and we get the case of grape juice. So if you called in. I see the text already. That answer is wrong, but you continue to text in. I want to know the year, the New Year's, the Valley Boys secured their first New Year's Day parade win. And if for a bonus, you can get, if you tell me the theme of it, you get an extra prize for that, right? The group is Le Blue Water. One of the prizes is the Blue Water, and it's the Muscadine Juice. They are the prizes sponsored by the Bahamas Paradigm group today. So you could call in or text to get that answer. We're going to ask a couple of things. We're still doing our song competition. So if you want to call in and compete in that, we're going to have the top prize. And we'll announce the winner today. Sing again. We're pushing Christmas theme. So if you come and call and sing any kind of Christmas song at the end of the show, we can announce that who is the winner for that. And you can get a prize for that also. Right? The numbers today are 3254358. So you can call that number and also use the text line. Okay, we have our first caller today. Kermit patched our caller through. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM as we do our prize. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
You're live.
Guardian Talk Radio.
Yes, it's Guardian Talk Radio.
2016 is the answer.
2016, the first time Valley Boys.
16.
The first time Valley Boys win.
Yeah.
Valley Boys being winning from the late 50s to the 60s. So it was not that.
I wanted to hear you.
No, that's not a correct answer. The Valley Boys won far earlier than that.
Okay.
I see, I have an answer via text, but I'm going to leave it open for a while. And within the next 5 minutes, nobody call in and answer that, I'm going to give it to this texter who has text the text line. I have another question for a prize, okay? I want you to, this could be a call-in answer. Name me four islands of the Bahamas that bears AWAC names. If you call for that, you're able to get one of these prizes. Four islands of the Bahamas that bears an AWAC name. And of course, if you call in and say that in which year the Valley Boys secure its first New Year's Day parade, you can actually win a prize. We have a number of prizes here that we want to give away. The first two prizes is sponsored by the Bahamas Paradigm Movement, where they're big on crime. So crime is not our problem, and that's their theme. So we are the problem, and they are sponsoring the prizes for today, the first two prizes for today. We have a caller on the line. Kermit, pass that caller through for me. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, go ahead. You're live.
Yeah, it's 62.
And what would be the theme?
Uncle Sam.
Uncle Sam is correct answer. Leave your name with Kermit. You won a prize from the Bahamas Paradigm Movement. And you have, I can tell you the prize is a Muscadine juice, a case of Muscadine juice, which could be available at Lowe's Pharmacy and McDonald Pharmacy on Mount Royal Avenue. So we could take advantage of that. But leave your name with the producer.
Okay, no problem. Thank you.
You can collect that today, actually. It'll be downstairs at the front desk.
No problem. Thank you.
So right now we have that other question that is pending, which is the name four islands of the Bahamas, right, that bears pirates' names. So if you call and know the answer for that, or if you text and know the answer for that, you can win a prize. I'm going to give a question for the text line only, right? We could give a question for the text line only. So where is the deepest recorded blue hole in the world located? Okay, that's the question. Where is the deepest recorded blue hole in the world located? So if you know that answer, right, you can call in and or text in. Actually, that's for the text line. Name me the name of that blue hole also. So that's where it's located. And give me the name of that blue hole. And then you're able to get that prize. And again, this prize is sponsored by the Bahamas Paradigm Movement. And we already had the Muscadine Juice. That is already, the case of that, that is already being won. By, and the caller is leaving the name with the producer right now. And now we have the case of Le Bleu Water. That is going to be available, right? Okay. And I'm being reminded that it's being sponsored by the Dr. Olen Health Store and the BPM Movement. Just making sure I read all of that because we have some sponsors that we want to recognize and we appreciate them, right? So I see the texter, okay, and the disc texter ending with, let's see what this number is, 1. I'm trying to get the number texter, so bear with me as I get the number. The number don't want to show up. Say, you, I could just text them, say, you won. And this texter won it, so the answer for that answer would have been Dean's Blue Hole in Long Island, and that's the name of the deepest blue hole, right? And the question was, where is the deepest recorded blue hole in the world located? And the answer to that is Dean's Blue Hole is located in Long Island, Bahamas. Texter, I'm trying to get your number. It's not showing up, but I see the beginning of it. So as soon as I get to write it down, you can pick up your gift at... okay, I'm trying to get this. Okay. So write down this number. Okay, I see it. It ends with 5116. 5116. So if that's you, call texter, 5116. You can come and collect your prize at the front desk today. So now we are also sponsored today by, let's see what gift certificates I have. Popeye's Chicken. And also by Wendy's, right? That's the EOS restaurant and group of companies. They're sponsors today. So we have a number of gift certificates from them that who would sponsor us. I just want to recognize them and thank you. So as we ask the questions, they'll be that will be your prizes for the day. Let me see what this question is. This question would be, what does Noel mean? Right? That's the question today. The first person to call in and know what does Noel means, they can win a prize, and I'll be waiting for them. I'll be waiting for them, right? We had two winners so far. One by calling in, and the second one with the number ending with 5116. One with Dean's Blue Hole. Let's go to the caller. I want some people to call and sing. Oh, I want someone to do a poetry. I know my stepfather was big and saying recitations. Right, especially with that Royal Reader crew. And I would like to recognize some people who grew up in that era where part of your education was reciting poetry and verse. So if you're able to come in and recite any poetry and verse, right, I would be happy to recognize you. Let's go to the phone calls now. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio, we're marching towards Christmas. We have a number of gifts and surprises today. We have two questions pending. What say you? Go ahead, caller. Pass the caller through for me, Kermit. You live, caller.
Means Christmas.
Noel means Christmas. The first Noel, the first Christmas, right? And congratulations. I just need to you to give your name to Kermit.
Andrew Watkins.
Well, I'll write your name in the back of the information. But Kermit, you can place your own hole. And he's going to write down the information, and then I'll leave this gift certificate for you. This gift certificate is going to be to Wendy's, actually. This is actually a value meal that you could take advantage of. So you just come to the front desk and it'll be waiting for you as early as the end of the show. Good? I'll place you on hold briefly. Christmas means a lot of things, right? Christmas to me is my favorite holiday, actually. And mind you, even though I may not celebrate it as vigorous as I used to when I was younger, right? I find that behemoths are more loving, more giving, more willing to share joy. You know, they're happier during this time. So I tend to feed off that energy, and that's why we continue to do these things. Okay, we have another phone call there. Let's patch that caller through. We have questions pending as we win prizes. That's our first gift certificate sponsored by Wendy's at this point. So caller, call back. We have a question naming four islands of the Bahamas that have AWAC names. So if you know the answer for that, you can call in, and I'd be happy to make sure that this prize, this gift certificate, be waiting for you. Just pass that caller through for me there, Kermit, please. Go ahead there, Kermit. Guiding Radio AM, you live.
Yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. What are you saying there?
See yeah. Shall I leave the prize to somebody else?
Go ahead.
Shall I leave the prize to someone else?
No, man, go ahead with the answer. I mean, if you find a way how you can get the prizes, I am all for making sure the prizes are there for you.
Okay. Grand Bahamas, Bimini, Ixoma, Mayaguana, in Agua, Navajo.
Repeat them slower so the listening audience can hear you also, so we can appreciate the answer.
Oh, Grand Bahama.
Grand Bahama is right. And the word Bahama or Bahama is also a Spanish word, one means shallow seas, but it's also an AWAC word, which means great island. On top. So Grand Bahama, go ahead.
Bimini.
Bimini is also an AWAC name.
Word. Twin.
That's two. Go ahead.
Ixoma.
Yes. Ixoma is also an AWAC name. You're correct.
Mayaguana.
And Mayaguana. And that's
Inagua
four right
and Abaco.
And Inagua and Abaco. Man, you name all. Very impressive.
Yeah. So but just one thing, though, right? I'm telling my information, but The deepest blue hole, respectfully, is not the deepest blue hole.
So what is the deepest blue hole?
Tahimja.
And it's that's one in Japan?
Blue hole located in Chatham Bay, near Belize.
Ah, okay. And thanks for the correction. I see that this is part of the answer and questions I have, but I always like to be corrected, so I appreciate it.
Okay, I'll with a few of my information.
Thank you kindly. Okay. This is what's happening. We'll leave it there. So this next question I have, right, to make sure we have another gift certificate. This gift certificate is going to be from Popeyes, right? We're sponsored also by Popeyes. This gift certificate will be from Popeyes. And the question is, in what year did Bahamian women first voted? That's the question. In what year did Bahamian women first voted? And you definitely will get a prize for that. So if you listening, I need to give a question for the text line by itself, right? But this one will be for call-in answer. Your first person to call in, you get this. The next one for the text line, let me see if I can find a question for the text line. One minute, as I find a text line. I get all kind of texts. No, it's not Dean's Blue Hole. And they say Tamja. Thank you very much, Patrick Robinson. He texts me also correcting that answer. So I appreciate that. Okay. Looking for another question to ask. But Kermit, patch the caller through. Let's see if they know the question for that. Go ahead, caller. Guide and read AM.
Hey, morning, CA. What's going on?
Doing well, man. How you doing?
On everything, blessed. So compliments to the CSN to you and your family.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you can get the answer.
We're asking, in what year did the women first voted? That's still open.
It was 1962.
That is 1962, and you won. You just leave your name with Kermit. And
Muffrol. Yeah, Muffrol. When I can pick that up. What did I say, Ben?
You win a gift certificate from Popeyes, actually a full value meal for that.
All right, man, that's all good.
Man, it's Christmas, all man. Right. You know what it is that you driving in your car and you're hungry and you say, man, you know what? I already have a gift certificate. I'm going to stop there and get some chicken. Right?
You're right.
And I'd like to thank Popeyes for sponsoring us for that as we celebrate Christmas. So,
I'd come and get for one of the football games tomorrow.
There you go. All right. And like I said, as soon as the show over, it'll be downstairs. You just need to mention your name. Like I said, don't hang up yet. Give your name to Kermit and that he could... go ahead, Kermit.
All right.
Muff Roll? I can write it down, Muff Roll, one time.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Right. Yeah, man. Thanks, man. Thanks, too, man.
And yeah, you might win again. You might win again. Who knows?
But listen to him. All right.
So that's right, yeah, man. Yeah. Take care. So that's just Muff Roll won that prize. Let's see if I have another question here. This question is, what is the name of the angel who visited Mary? So you get a gift certificate from McDonald's now. What is the name of the angel who visited Mary? And this particular angel tend to visit a number of women in the Bible. And every time he visited women in the Bible, they always end up pregnant by coincidence. But what is the name of this angel who visited Mary inside the Bible? And of course, you were able to get this gift certificate, which is sponsored by McDonald's restaurant, right? So we have two callers on the line. Kermit patched our caller through. The next question we'll go to the text line. Relax. But go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Is it the Archangel?
Go ahead, repeat it again.
Gabriel?
The Angel Gabriel. Yes, it is the Angel Gabriel. Let me write your name directly on this on this thing. Give me your last name.
Hannah.
Miss Hannah?
Yes.
Right. There will be a gift certificate waiting on you at the front desk when you come here today.
Okay.
And congratulations. Yeah, man. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Pleasure. I know a number of people know these questions, and I'm glad I'm trying to make it as easy as possible as we celebrate Christmas, as we walk towards Christmas, right? I believe in Christmas traditions also, right? I mentioned on one of the other shows that my wife's family used to do caroling. And I'm not sure if people still go around and sing, right? But that's something that I'm encouraging people to do. I'm not sure if people take advantage of Boxing Day. I know that when I was younger, we used to pack up food and those takeout containers. And then we used to go look for persons who may need a meal and give away, right? I'm not sure if Bohemians still do that. But that's something that we can do. So this question is for the text line alone. The text line said, what famous Christmas ballet features the Sugar Plum Fairy? What famous Christmas ballet features the Sugar Plum Fairy? That's a question right there, right? You can call, you can text in and we'll see if anyone from the text line can do that. For this prize, the first person to call in and sing the chorus of Mama, Bake That Johnny Cake, Christmas Coming, gets a prize. The first person who's able to call in and sing Mama, Bake That Johnny Cake, Christmas Coming, wins a prize, right? So that's two questions on the row right there. One is for the text line, and the other is for the phone line. So you can call and give that and take advantage of that opportunity also. I also have some gift certificates from Mama Sassy's Gourmet Food, right? They sell pepper. There's a new, I would call it a strip mall, would have Bohemian stores that it's being featured. So I put together one or two gift certificates for them. So as we march towards Christmas, but Mama Sassy is sponsoring some, so we'll give that away next also. So let's go to the phone line and then I'll go to the text line to see if anyone knows that question. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Mama, bake the Johnny Cake. Christmas coming. Christmas coming. Christmas coming.
Mama baked a Johnny cake. Christmas coming. Christmas coming. Christmas coming.
I love it. I mean, your voice isn't that bad either. I mean, you could pitch a tune. You could pitch a tune. So I have a McDonald's sponsored gift certificate for you, right? Give me your last name. So I get them. Go ahead, Stubbs.
Stirrup.
Mr. Stirrup. Yeah. There will be that gift certificate waiting for you downstairs. As soon as I go downstairs and put it in the envelope, you just need to come there. So at least the studio will be open until 5 p.m. today, all right? But it'll be there waiting for you. Just go downstairs and say, I'm here to pick up my gift certificate and look, ask for your name there, and it should be right there, okay?
Thank you, CA.
My pleasure, and happy holidays to you.
Happy holidays. To you, and as well to you and your family, the whole of Guardian, and the whole of the world, man. Let's have some peace this Christmas, eh?
Yep, definitely.
Some goodwill and peace on earth.
Yes.
Goodwill to man.
Thank you very much. So this question was that ballet question. Let me see if I could get that name up again so I could read that question again. Where did the question go? Tricky question. One minute you have the question, then the questions get up and disappear. It was the name of the ballet that has a fairy in it. And of course, there was a text line. It was a text question, and we have the first texter to text that answer. I'm going to give the last number for that question. Let's see if I get the last numbers. The winner for this last number would be 5262. 5262 won that question. 5262. And the number is, the answer to that question is the Nutcracker. The answer to that was the Nutcracker, and that person who has the 5262. The next person who can sing me any of KB's song would call will get a prize. Next person who call the phone line and able to sing any of KB's song, any of them, at the chorus, right, or a beginning of it, definitely wins a prize. Let's go to the phone line now. Go ahead, caller. Happy holidays. Caller, can you hear me? That line is not coming through. So the next person who could call the line and knows one of KB's song and sing it live, they will actually win a prize. Right? Like I say, we have a number of gift certificates sponsored by McDonald's, Wendy's, and Popeyes. So we're very much appreciative of them as we march towards Christmas and celebrate. We're giving our give back. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Jeff Cussie Fat.
No, you got to sing a song. This is singing
Jeff
song.
Jeff Cussie Fat. Jeff Cussie Fat. She whining like that. Jeff Cussie Fat. Jeff Cussie Fat. She whining. She whining like that.
I like it. I mean, I could see you swaying. So we're going to give our first gift certificate from Mama Sassy's, right? It's a voucher. You could go there. I think the phone number's on that. Let me write your name on this gift certificate right now. What is your last name? Call, you still there? You got to call back. Call, I'm just about to write down your name. You got to call back so I could make sure I write your name on this. So call back and just tell me your name so I can have this gift certificate waiting for you, right? This question, again, the first person to call in and name me a popular Caribbean Christmas drink. A popular Caribbean Christmas drink. The first person to call in and give me the name of a popular Caribbean Christmas drink will win a prize, right? The first person. Okay, we have someone on the line. Let's patch that caller through. Go ahead, caller. Call you live.
Moss is the name for the KB song that I sang.
So, go ahead with the name.
Randy Moss.
Randy Moss. Okay, writing that down on a gift certificate. So you'll be waiting for you right downstairs. Thank you very much.
Okay.
And like I said, we looking for a popular Caribbean Christmas drink. First person to call and give that answer will definitely win a prize. So Kermit, if that's a person on the line right now, let me take advantage of that and write down their name on this gift certificate. Go ahead, caller.
Would that be, one name is Ponche de Creme, or Ponche de Creme from Trinidad?
Now you can cost me to Google because I'm not familiar with that. That's not the answer I was looking for. Go ahead.
I can go with eggnog.
But eggnog is not Caribbean.
Right. But Ponche de Creme is one.
I don't want you to hang up. I actually searching for it. If it's on the list, it's yours. But that's not the answer I'm looking for. Yeah, coming up right now is a rich Caribbean holiday drink, especially popular at Christmas in the islands like Trinidad and Tobago and across the region. Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Let me write down your last name on this gift certificate here. Go ahead with your last name.
Butler.
So, Mr. Butler, your gift certificate shall be waiting for you when you come to the front desk. Just mention your name and the gift certificate and the question that you answered, and it'll be right there waiting on you in the front desk, okay?
Thank you, Danny.
Yeah, my pleasure. So, we need some more singers. We need some more singers. I'm trying to think of the next person to call in and sing me a Bahamian Christmas song. A Bahamian Christmas song, a song written by a Bahamian that is about Christmas, will win a prize. The next person who can call in and sing a Bahamian song or a song written by a Bahamian that's about Christmas, or you just give me the name, because you know our Bahamian songs tend to be kind of hard sometimes, right? So we're going to give this next question to the text line. Let's see. How many babies did George Simonet's wife leave him behind to mine? This is for the text line. How many babies did George Simonet's wife leave him to mine? You text that answer in. And... I see we get all kind of numbers via the text line. Are you looking for the right answer, right? And if anybody, the next person will call in to sing, where we have two songs now. One is a Bohemian song. If you call me to sing that George Simonet song, you also win a prize, right? I'm looking for the first answer on the text line that would be right. Right? Let's go to the phone line in the meantime, because all kind of texts coming through regarding the song. Patch the next caller through for me, Decrement. Go ahead, caller.
Mine with eight babies to mine and a house in good order to keep.
So start over, because I like this, but I want you to start over. How it start?
Isn't it my wife left me behind with eight babies to mine and my house in good order to keep? That's not the start.
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, that's it.
But finish singing then. Because I won't give it to you.
For the rest.
I won't give it to you. I won't give it to you.
My wife left me behind with eight babies to mine and a house in good order to keep. Da da dee da 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 da. Da 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 dee da da da, singing away, away, rock-a-bye, baby. My daddy will come to you by and by, singing away, rock-a-bye, baby. Your mommy will come to you by and by.
Mind you, one or two of the words missing. But I like your voice. I mean, since I like your voice, I can't leave you empty-handed. What's your last name?
Hamilton.
Miss Hamilton. Now, Miss Hamilton, if you didn't win, sing all the words, you're just going to get a couple of these things. So I'm going to give you this gift certificate right there by McDonald's that you just need to come to the station and collect right after the show. But this will be waiting for you.
Okay. I'll give it to LeBron.
Yes. Okay. Let's see. Go to the text line. The first person to win. Let's see. I'm going to write down that number right now. Ooh. Trying to get this number. There you go. It's not showing the number. I'm trying to get, let me just text the person, say you won, and text me the number. You won. Text me your number. Since I cannot see the number on this phone, the Guardian text line don't show you the number. I guess it's because it's for text. Don't supposed to know the number. But I just text the person who won via the text line. As soon as you text me your number, I'm going to write down your last four digits and make sure your gift certificate is available. I see they start texting. I just can't see the number, so forgive me. I'm just waiting on you to text the number, and then I can write it down. So let's see what other question I have. So there's a Bahamian song, Blame It on the Water, right? What did Miss Mary Bo Peep give her children to make them sleep? So there's a, if you remember the song Blame It on the Water, Mary Bo Peep, children was miserable and could not go to sleep. Whatever, listen to the song, first person to text me or call me on that will definitely win the prize. Okay? So what? I see you text her, well, saying that is, it what the answer is, but you got to be specific. You got to be specific regarding that texter. So the text who just text me just now, you need to be specific. Let's go to the phone line there to see if the phone line knows. Go ahead there, texter. Texter? Oh, go ahead there, phone call. I'm saying texter. Go there, phone call.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Happy holidays. Are you accepting the call for that particular question that you asked?
Yeah, ma'am.
About the drink?
Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Methuselam.
It was Methuselam. And that means you're an Abby fan to know that answer. What is your last name so I can put your name on this?
Dorset.
And happy holidays. It's always good to win things, eh, Ms. Dorset?
I can hardly hear you, but go ahead.
Kermit, I'm not sure what's wrong with my line, but they say people...
Okay.
They said something's wrong? Okay. But definitely you won, right? So I was saying that it's always good to win things. So happy holidays and congratulations too.
Thank you. So you're going to leave my...
Of course! As soon as the show over, I'm going downstairs. I put all these gift certificates in envelope.
Okay. Now, I might be sending someone for it. Is that okay?
Just have them mention your phone, your name. And,
yes,
and
of course. As I said, my name is Dorset.
Yes, ma'am. That's good. Okay. Congratulations, Ms. Dorset.
All right.
The next person who is able to call the show and sing me a Johnny Bread song. Johnny Bread is big now in Bohemian music. Any of his songs right now, right? Win a prize. Next person who could call the show and sing me any of Johnny Bread. One of the chorus there, right? Definitely win a prize there, right? So I'm just waiting on that. So patch that caller through there as we celebrate our march towards Christmas. Go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Good morning. You mean Johnny Cake?
Johnny Cake, sorry.
Oh, okay.
But I just call it Johnny Bread, and then people call it Johnny Cake, so he name got to change.
Oh, okay. There's a song I do not like. But anyway, old head, she got but 1,000 in her bra. Old head. I think she graduated with my ma. Old head, you know, slapping up and she called. I get up now and I got old head. Yeah, well, anyway, that.
Why don't you like that song?
Man, I don't like that. I's a
old head?
I's a senior citizen, though. Don't do that.
You will call. I can't.
For people to come, they said, just leave the woman alone, okay?
Yes,
thank
ma'am.
You. Don't
yes.
Come to have no old head.
Old head. I agree. Give me your last name so I can leave this gift specific for you.
I called in yesterday.
Go ahead.
Listen. Mm-hmm. Who ran the poetry thing?
You know what? I got to discuss it with Erin because she has a list of names for the poetry, the song. I think we call one person for the song. And but it is, she called the person who won. So I
called me yesterday.
I did?
Yeah.
So.
It's rotten egg.
Yes. Yeah, so, yes. I remember you're supposed to be the finalist. I remember the conversation now. So let me speak to her and find out what it is that she decided on.
Oh, well, anyway.
But give me your name before
with that,
a gift certificate.
That's all.
You a gift certificate.
How much would the gift certificate is?
The gift certificate is for lunch at McDonald's.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
So when I come for that?
You could come for that now.
I come now?
I mean, I'm not off the show, so
but
I can't
drop it. But I don't come for the 2-1 time if I win.
I can speak to Erin with this one, but this one I have right now to give you.
Okay.
But I got to get your last name.
Say if somebody come to pick it up for me, just mention my name or something, right?
Your name and what the question you answered.
Oh, well, anyway, D as in David.
David. Go ahead.
D.
D as in David. As in David. D.
Dean, not Ben. Dean. D-E-A-N.
Oh, Ben. I thought you said D as in David.
No. D. D.
B as in boy.
You know Dean?
Dean.
Dean.
D-E-A-N.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I heard Bean for some strange reason. Dean. I'm correcting it right now. I don't want to give
so
you...
So how much that is for my daughter?
You could buy lunch. Whole meal.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I love free things, and I love you. I told you that yesterday.
Yes, ma'am. I love free things, too.
I just want to know what it is, though, with the finalists for that poetry thing.
I can find it from Erin. I can find it from Erin. She was in charge of that party.
So when are y'all going to announce
well,
that?
Well, how that go is that she's supposed to call the winner. So technically, if she didn't call you, that means you ain't win.
Oh, that must mean I win.
More likely.
Than anyhow.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Okay,
well,
then. Listen, though, to see if you can win some more things.
Okay. And I could win again today?
Why not?
Okay. Thank you.
Pleasure. This one's for the text line. This one's for the text line. The national song of the Bahamas. The national song. Texas, if you know the national song, the name of the national song, right, you can win this prize. The name of the national song. And that's for the text line. Let me see if I can find a question for the calling line. What was the opening day of the new Bahamas Junknu Festival? So, which for the day is the first day of the new Bahamas Junknu Festival? If you know the date and you call in now, you can actually win that prize. The date of the opening of the new Bahamas Junknu Festival. If you call now, the call line, you can get that. Call in and tell me the answer. I'm seeing that we get a number of texts now. For the national song, I'm trying to see who's the first one. Yep. Let's see. The national song. Nassau is the capital. No. What is the national song of the Bahamas? No, that's not right, Texter. That's not right, Texter. That's not right, Texter. I'd be hearing a different question. But let's go to the call line. Go ahead, caller. Patch the caller's through. Go ahead, caller. Guided Radio AM.
Hello.
Hello. You're live.
God bless our Tony Klein.
You know what? I'm going to give it to you. Mind you, that was supposed to be for the text line. But since you call in first and I don't see any right answer... This person say Macho in Bahamas. And now people texting the right answers. But I'll give you that. Give me your last name. Caller, you there?
Hello.
Give me your last name.
Hamilton. Michael.
Okay, I'm writing your name down right now. And you can pick up this gift certificate and win. And congratulations. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
Okay. I love when people call and sing, right? And I love poems. So the next person who call and give a poem can get a prize. The next person who calls and give a poem will get a prize, right? I see the person hang up. They ain't know no poem. The next person, any kind of poem, right? The next person who call and gives a poem, recite a poem, will win a prize. Go ahead, caller. Patrick, call it through for me. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Humpty Dumpty sit on the wall. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king horses and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty Dumpty back together again.
And you see, this is what happens when you don't be specific. And that's one of those things. Because I ain't have that. That's just a nursery rhyme. That ain't no poem. That's called nursery rhyme. I can still give you something, you know. Because it's Christmas. And that's part of celebrating Christmas. I can't deny you. But that ain't no poem. That's a nursery rhyme. And you know that. You know that's a nursery rhyme. But what's your name? What's your last name?
Moss. Randy Moss.
Randy Moss. You come to the front desk at the Guardian downstairs, right? And mention this nursery rhyme you said and your name. And,
yes, sir.
And there will be a prize waiting for you. But that's a nursery rhyme. That's a nursery rhyme. Let's go to the phone line again. Let me get someone who knows a real poem and no nursery rhyme. And that's what happens when you don't be specific. All right? And hang up that one. Patch the next caller for me, please, there. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, or the person hang up. Okay, let me look for a... Okay, let's go patch that caller there for me, please. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. Call you there. Kermit, patch up caller. Go ahead, caller. You're live. Caller, you're live. That phone, I see you connected to us. I just don't hear any voice. Don't miss this opportunity. Okay. So let's take this commercial break, right? And as we celebrate our march towards Christmas and celebrate Christmas by giving things away, we have about 7 more minutes to give away some more gift certificates. We have one more gift certificate from Mama Sassy we want to give away. So that'll be your next question when I come on, right? Let's take this quick commercial break and come back.
When we finally kiss goodnight, how I hate going out in the storm. But if you really hold me tight, all the way home I'll be warm.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire.
Just sign in and have a seat, please. They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun. It's the season of love and understanding. Merry Christmas, everyone.
So we have a question for the text line. Name two places in the Bahamas named after pirates. This is for the text line only. two places in the Bahamas named after pirates, and for the phone lines, so on the call in, name two places in the Bahamas where salt is produced or used to be produced, and the name of the company that used to produce the salt. So let me see, repeat that for the phone line, the call in. Name two places where salt is produced or used to be produced, and the name of the company. And for the text line, name two places in the Bahamas named after pirates. So the first person to text for the name, the two places in the Bahamas named after pirates, will win a prize. And then, of course, the first person to call in the name, the two places in the Bahamas that produces salt or had produced salt, and the name of the companies, will definitely win a prize. Let's go to the phone line. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM, as we march towards Christmas and celebrate and give back. And we have some sponsors here. Go ahead, caller. Kermit, press the caller through for me. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Inagua, Modern Salt Company.
Okay. It said name two places and the name of the companies.
Okay.
You call back, you know. I mean, you now first. You call back or guess the second one, but you call back and you'll get it. Okay. I see the text line is texting for the name of the salt company, but no, the salt company is for the phone line. For the text line, it would be naming the name of the two islands named after pirates. For the text line, it'll be two islands named after pirates. I know a texter who called Inagua name and Mayaguana name, that's not a pirate name, right? But you have time to text back and get the answer. Let's go to the phone line again. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I want to say a poem.
Go ahead, man.
Okay, to my mommy, I just want to say how much you mean to me, to let you know there's no other like you, that you are all I ever wanted in a mother. You never drove a fancy car or party all night long, even with your beauty queen looks. You were always there just for me. As I look over the years and know today's, I say you were one dependable woman. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner too. Never absent or late. There were no rent man knocking or bill collectors calling. Yet there were fabric for dresses, sweet milk for tea, stories for essays and bedtime dreams. Life was a breeze. Just because of you. I thank you for Sunday school bonnets and the birthday cakes made with your own hands, the vacation planned well in advance, the shoes that could be fixed, hair that needed only water to curl, ice cream on Sundays, limousines to the beach, just to make me happy. Mommy, I say, I love you the most. And that is my mommy. That is for my mommy.
Thank you for sharing that.
Okay.
But I don't hang up. I need to know your last name so I can leave this gift certificate for you.
Johnson.
Johnson. Johnson, mention poem, and when you come down, and there'll be a gift certificate for you. For
okay,
lunch.
What do I win?
You win a gift certificate from McDonald's, actually, to get,
okay,
get lunch. Yeah.
Okay, bye-bye. Thank you.
Yeah, let me quickly go to the other phone lines. Patch one of those phone lines there for me. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Yes, I'm calling. I was trying to get the text, the number text, but I couldn't see it on the website.
Oh, okay.
Yes, but I wasn't able to text it, but I can tell you the two islands that I think you said would name after pirates.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that would be Morgan's Bluff, Andrus Island, and Rackham's Key.
Where's Rackham's Key?
You can hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Where's Rackham's Key?
Rackham's Key is in near New Providence.
I'm going to give you the gift certificate because I like that.
Hello?
So, can you hear me? I'm not sure. How come they can't hear me there, Kermit?
I can hear you.
Okay. Give me your last name so I can leave this certificate for you.
My last name is Meadows.
Meadows. Ms. Edwards, there's going to be a gift certificate for you. Now, mind you, one of the answers I'm not familiar with, but the Rackham's Key. But I'm going to give it to you, and I'm going to research that. Okay, thanks very much. Like I said, the gift certificate will be downstairs. You could collect that right after the show. I'm going through the text to see who's the first answer, because we was bombarded with text, and that question was for them. But patch the next caller through for me in the meantime, and let me see who's the first text person. New Providence was... Go ahead. You're live. Go ahead. Guiding Radio AM. Go ahead, ma'am. That's you. Hello? Can you hear me? Look like we need to continue this. But let me give this the answer to the text line. The first person who texts the answer. This one say Grey Cliff and Blackbeard's Tower. This one say Meguana and New Providence. This one says Cat Island, and Cat Island is the answer for Arthur's cat. But this one have Cat Island and New Providence, so that's not correct. This texter has Morgan's Bluff and Cat Island. So this texter, whose number, let's see if I can get the number before we go. It ends with 1948. Won the prize via the text line. 1948, it ends with 1948. There'll be a gift certificate waiting for you at the front desk. We'll continue this on to next week. We still have a number of gift certificates we need to give out, sponsored by Wendy's, Mama Sassy's, by McDonald's. We also have the Bahamas Paradigm Movement. Who's having a special on muscadine juices, the 32 ounce, all in next week? They have I have prizes for that for downstairs also. I'm excited to give out prizes, and we'll continue to give out the prizes because we had a number of sponsors, and we just like want to thank our sponsors. We'll continue to recognize them as we march towards Christmas and continue our giveaway. This has been Guardian Radio AM. I got to think of some more questions to ask next week. Have a wonderful day.
Snow is falling all around me. Children playing, having fun.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.